So, this morning, just wanting to pay some attention to that space between the stimulus and the response. Alexander called it inhibition, but Viktor Frankl talked about how in between the stimulus and the response there is a space, and in that space is our power. So firstly, we'll just, as always, come to quiet in our bodies and our minds if we can. And also just bringing whatever it is that you have on your mind. So welcoming yourself with your thoughts and your feelings and any aches and pains, as you would a small child or a lover or a beloved parent, someone you really cared about. So in that way we wouldn't really sort of come criticizing or being cross or whatever with those people. And yet we think it's fine to do that to ourselves. So you're just really welcoming you as you and as you are right in this minute. And being grateful for safety and warmth of possibility of just being here sitting quietly. So feeling your sitting bones on the seat and your feet on the floor. Feeling the texture of the carpet underneath your feet and the quality of the seat underneath your sitting bones. And then just seeing if you can find a place where your spine is upright but comfortable. And just being aware of your spine that goes right from the coccyx right up to the atlas and axis joint. That's right behind your ears, by the jaw, right in the center of your head. Thinking of the spine elongating right into that point. And again, this is gentle, it's not forcing. So you have weight dropping into your sitting bones. And you have energy moving up through the body to lengthen against gravity. And then just paying attention to your breathing. Consciously letting more air out, and you could let it out on a sigh if you find it helpful. And as you let the air in, thinking of the back of the rib cage, around the kidney area, allowing a deep breath in and long breath out. We'll do three conscious breaths into the lower back. And out. And again, into the back. And out. And into the back. And out. And then let your breathing settle into a comfortable pattern. Just pay some attention to your face. It's an area where we store a lot of tension without realizing it, thinking about the muscles around the eyes and around the mouth. Muscles around the jaw, the temporomandibular joint, TMJ, and the throat. And then just coming back to that remembering of compassion for yourself, of care. Doing this because we care. And just taking a few breaths into that intention of care. And then just having a few breaths to have an overall sense of the whole of you, and if anything needs your attention, anything needs to soften or relax or release. You've been paying attention to other things, just come back and breathe into that place. And then just allowing yourself to think of a situation, either a recurring situation or one that you've experienced recently, where you know that you have been triggered and responded habitually, so you've had a stimulus and a response and no pause in the middle. And so you've responded habitually and in a way that you or the other person have not found helpful. And in the next few minutes, just pondering that situation and how you could make that situation more nourishing for you and the other person. And it could be that you allow yourself a bit of time and space to think what it is that it's triggering in you. Or it could be just that you allow yourself the space to really set an intention to create a space between your stimulus and your response in those situations, and how you might do that, whether with breath or a physical anchor. So just be quiet for a minute or so. And just taking a moment to think about what difference you might find in your life if you could find a way into creating that space between the stimulus and the response. What could we create in terms of harmony? How could we approach with deeper compassion and understanding the things and people that make us fear and make us respond in a way that we would not choose to do so? And so just taking a moment to gather your intention to yourself for this day and this week. To really create an intention for what it is that you would like to be with. And how it is that you would like to be in it. And then bringing your awareness back to your body, to your feet, to your sitting bones, to your breath. And before you open your eyes, just widen your attention out to the rest of the room, to the others in the room. That sense of community of being and intention. And just allow yourself to feel that presence of the others. And the support. And then when you're ready, if you allow yourself to open your eyes and come back into the space.